Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Ethan and Aiden. Hey, guys. They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can, too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Well, parents, if we haven't met, like I said, my name's Mr. Jim. I'm a dad of three boys, and my wife and I, we are really passionate about screenless entertainment and screenless fun for kids. And so that's why we make these stories every day for you. And a lot of our listeners, you like to listen to them in the car or getting ready for bed or maybe during quiet time. And I love sharing these stories with your family. And if you want to hang out sometime, I go on Instagram Live quite a bit for the Kid Short Stories Instagram account. And I'd love to hang out with you and your kids and just have fun. We love to catch critters outside and play outside and do all kinds of creative, imaginative things. So are you guys ready for today's time traveling adventure? Me too. Let's go. One day, Ethan and Aiden were both sitting in their living room. It was a rainy day outside, which is really important for the plants to grow, right? Yeah, rain is very good for our plants, but it's kind of hard to play outside in the rain, right? Yeah, so Ethan and Aiden, they were building stuff. They had a whole bunch of boxes, and they were building a time machine. Yeah, have you ever tried to do that? Yeah, building stuff with boxes, like a fort or something that you can play with. That's a really fun thing, and Ethan and Aiden are both really good builders. Well, they had been putting these boxes together. They had all kinds of tape and some really good tools to make some holes in the boxes and to build this time traveler. They never built one of those before, but they had an idea for a plan. Aiden, hey, can you hand me that tape over there? I really want to put on a window right here and some buttons over here. Yep, here it is. Ethan was making this one wall of the time machine, and Aiden was working on the main door. All right, Ethan, could you hand me that tool right there? And done. How does it look? Oh, this looks awesome, said Aiden. Ethan and Aiden had been working on this all morning long, and it turned out really well. Wow, this is super cool. Ethan and Aiden could both fit inside at the same time. That's how big it was. And now they just needed to do some coloring and make it look cool. Ethan and Aiden both had a bunch of markers and started to paint it with their paint as well. The markers were used for the fine details, and the paint was meant to cover as much of the time machine as possible. All right. Hey, boys, are you ready to take a break and eat some lunch? Almost, Mom. Ethan and Aiden were getting pretty hungry, but they wanted to finish up a little bit more. They crawled back inside, and Ethan said, hey, let's close the door and just see what it's like. They closed the door and turned on some of the lights they had put inside the box and looked around. Wow, this is amazing. Wow, we did a pretty good job, said Aiden. As they looked around and started looking at all the buttons and everything, it had turned out exactly how they had envisioned it in their mind. What happens? Do you think it works? Like, what if we push this button, said Ethan. That'd be so cool if it actually worked. Like, if we actually went back in time, that'd be pretty cool. They had a dial over here that you could turn it to what year that you wanted it to be, and it went all the way back to zero. So you could go back a long time ago. All right. Do you want to test it out? Let's turn it back to zero and see what happens. All right, boys, your sandwiches are ready. Okay, we'll be right there. Ethan and Aiden turned it back to zero and pushed the big red button. At first, nothing happened. But then all of a sudden, whoa, Aiden, Are you shaking the box? No, that's not me. Whoa, whoa! Just like that, their time-traveling box started to shake violently back and forth, Ethan and Aiden were being bumped all around the box. They could barely hold on to anything. They'd forgot to put seatbelts in this thing because they didn't think it would actually work, but... Whoa! And all of a sudden, it stopped. Ethan, are you okay? Said Aiden. Ouch! Can you get your elbow out of my ear? Oh, sorry about that. Ethan and Aiden both stood up and brushed themselves off. And oh, that hurt. That was crazy. What happened? Did we like fall off the couch or something? I don't know, but let's take a look outside. They opened the door and stepped outside and... Oh no! Where are we? They were in the middle of a forest. They were not in their living room anymore. And it wasn't even raining. It was sunny. Wait a second. Where are we? As Ethan and Aiden looked around, it was obvious that they were not even in their backyard. They had thought for a second that maybe their mom had tricked them and had carried the box outside and dumped them in the grass. But nope, something crazy had happened. Aiden, you don't think we actually traveled back in time to zero, do you? I don't know, but this is super crazy. Look at those trees. They're huge. Look at those flowers over there. I've never seen flowers that big. You see, back way a long time ago, the plants looked very different than our plants in our backyards, right? Yeah, and that's exactly. Ethan and Aiden had traveled way back in time. And they're about to meet some new friends. What was that? Said Ethan as he turned around. There was nothing there. Aiden heard it too. Ethan, what do we do? We gotta stay together. Who's there? And out walked two saber-tooth tigers. Do you know what a saber-tooth tiger is? Yeah, they look like tigers, but they have ginormous teeth. Teeth so big they hang out of their mouth like fangs. Don't eat us, don't eat us. We're just two boys and we don't taste good, said Aiden. The tigers looked back and forth at each other and looked at the boys and said,
what are you guys doing here? You're not from here, are you?
No, and we didn't know saber-toothed tigers could talk, but no, we're not from here. We just traveled in time and landed here.
Oh, wow. Well, we were on our way to save some animals. You see, there's some creatures that are stuck up high up on that mountain, and it's our job. We're the guardians of this jungle here.
Those two saber-toothed tigers started to tell the two boys that they were the guardians of this jungle. That meant they helped save all the animals that were in trouble. And they just asked for help.
Do you think you could help us? It would be a lot easier if we had some more help.
Aiden, what do you think? I don't know, Ethan. I feel like we should get back in the box and go back home. We'll do that in a minute, okay? Let's help these guys and then we'll go back home. Okay. Ethan and Aiden followed the saber-toothed tigers up a mountain. And way high up there, there were some lemurs that had gotten stuck on a tree that was on the edge of a cliff. These lemurs needed help because it was a whole family of them with some baby lemurs. And the saber-toothed tigers, they were there holding up the tree. And Ethan and Aiden needed to climb up and save the babies. All right, Ethan, let's go. They climbed up the tree to where the lemurs' home was. They were running out of time. The tree was about to tip over the cliff. They grabbed the babies and held onto them tight and jumped down from the tree. The parent lemurs jumped off just in time as the tree gave way and fell off the cliff.
Wow, Ethan and Aiden. You guys, you helped us save the lemurs. We couldn't have done this without you,
said the saber-toothed tigers.
Wow, we're really glad that we could help, but we really got to get back home. Do you think we could come back and help you another time?
Oh, please. We could always use an extra hand. You can always come back anytime.
All right, great. Well, let's hurry. Come on, Aiden, let's go.
Ethan and Aiden ran back as fast as they could. They got back in their box, closed the door, and pushed the button.
Whoa!
It started to shake again, and immediately, they were bouncing around back inside again, just like last time. As they landed and rolled out the door, they rolled out onto their couch back at home.
Come on, boys, the sandwiches are ready.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, we're back home.
Aiden and Ethan were surprised to be back home that quickly, but
wow, what an amazing adventure. I don't think this is the last time that they're going to do some time traveling, but the first time is always very special.
It's pretty cool that they made some saber-toothed tiger friends, and it looks like they are going to help out being the guardians of that jungle. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shout outs. I want to say hey to Leia and Avi from Baltimore, Kestrel and Bryce from Seattle, Ellie, Lucy, and Ollie from Ann Arbor, Michigan, Dallas and Roman from Tampa, Florida, Luke and Liam from Singapore, Yi and Lynn from Sydney, Australia, and Geronimo from Mexico. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!